We've talked a lot about Tua Tagovailoa, about Joe Burrow, and about Justin Herbert. And Jordan Love has entered into the first round equation at quarterback, and a guy who knows him pretty well, coached him at Utah State. He's now the head coach at Texas Tech. Matt Wells coached him through the first 2 years of his three-year collegiate career. And Matt Wells joins us right now. Coach, it's Chris, Courtney, and Jeff here on ESPN Radio. We appreciate the time. So what has been the first thing that you have been telling teams when they have called you asking about Jordan Love?
Well, Chris, typically it's all the questions that they can't see on tape. All the things from its intangibles to the way he studies, to maybe his mental makeup, toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, all those kind of things. I think questions kind of like we as college coaches try to ask high school coaches, things that we can't figure out and measure, which I think those are kind of the million-dollar questions.
Now, there's still a lot of mystery, I guess, and intrigue around Jordan Love. People have called him the most interesting prospect in the entire draft. Can you give us a sense at this point? Because we know scouts have had a lot of time to dive through the tape, to talk to people behind the scenes. Can you give us a sense of what teams are still trying to figure out most about Jordan as a prospect?
Yeah, Courtney, I think it's just they're trying to figure out how you can go from what I don't know what he was the year before when we were there, 32-6 to I think it's 20-17 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Courtney, to be real frank, if it was the other way around, nobody would be asking those questions.
Yeah, it's a great point, Matt. It is. Was there a moment, Matt, either in recruiting Jordan or when you were coaching him directly, where you watched him and you said, you know what? This guy has a chance to be a great NFL quarterback one day.
No, Jeff. I mean, that's a great question. But, you know, I think just the decisions that we made back in, that was 2015. The quarterback coach that was with me at that time, offense coordinator, was Josh Heupel. He's now at UCF. And I think Josh and I just, we really liked his makeup. But I don't know, nobody ever said that's a first round draft pick at quarterback. He grew. You know, I don't know, 6'2", 170, 175 or something like that. And he obviously grew while he was with us in Logan at Utah State and gained weight. Our strength coach, Dave Scholes, did a tremendous job with him. But Jordan put all the work in, and he really blossomed. But there was nothing that you said that's a first-round NFL draft pick or he would have had more than one Division I offer.
Texas Tech head coach Matt Wells, he's the former head coach at Utah State. He's the head coach for Jordan Wells. He joins us here on Game Day on ESPN Radio. Coach, I know it's hard to speak off of this last year. You already mentioned, you know, the numbers and how people ask about that. You obviously weren't there. But when he had progressed to put up the massive numbers that he did in his second season in 2018, what had he done so well? What impressed you the most about Jordan at that point?
Just how he kind of grew into his body, Chris, and he really had an unbelievable arm, arm strength, accuracy. He really just started. I think the two things that really took him to another level was his mental maturity in the offense. Offense coordinator David Yost did a great job with him, but Jordan bought in and really learned, and he learned the offense so much better and was able to get to second, third, and fourth reads pretty quick. The physical thing that he really took another level between his freshman and his sophomore year was just be able to move the ball around in different launch points. He can change his arm angle. He throws it on the run. He can throw it off balance. He can sit on his back foot and throw get open post to the third and fourth read in a progression with under pressure and be very, very accurate. He's just got an unbelievable ability to change the level of throws with his elbow and remain remarkably consistent.
Here's one thing I'm still a little confused by, because he's so good going off script when plays break down. And yes, he spent 3 years in a no huddle shotgun offense, and so many of the NFL's best offenses, like Kansas City, the Rams, Baltimore, operate in that same system. Why do you think there might be a little bit of a knock on Jordan just for, you know, the offense that he came up in, considering it's what the NFL has modernized to what it's running today?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really heard that. I mean, it's a good question. I respect the question, but nobody's really said that to me. These NFL head coaches or GMs or offense coordinators that are calling, it's more, how can we use him best? Mm-hmm. And, man, I think you really saw that this year with Andy Reid and Pat. And, you know, I think tailoring an offense to fit his strengths. That's what we did at Utah State. That's what they continue to do. It's what we're doing here at Tech. My job's not to put a kid underneath the center and have 3, 5, 7-step drops and be perfect for the NFL. Our jobs in college is to win games, and we thought that gave us the best chance. We still do, and Jordan fit that system. But I think he's got a lot in him. I think he's, mature. I think he's able to. I think what I was told at the Senior Bowl, kind of show off a little bit of underneath 5 and 7-step rhythm throws and show that he could adjust to that. So I think he's such a great physical talent. I think there's a lot of guys in the NFL that think he can fit several systems.
And Matt, you mentioned the intangibles that the NFL teams ask you about, and that is, as you know, so important for a quarterback. So how is Jordan, you know, inside the locker room with the guys in the huddle? I mean, how does he kind of sort of like showcase those leadership skills with the rest of the team?
Yeah. Well, we weren't in the huddle much, but you know, you see it more on the sidelines, right? In between series, that's when you really see it. In the locker room, those teammates at Utah State loved Jordan. They loved him for, I think, who he was. He didn't try to be somebody that he wasn't. He's quiet. He's not shy, but he doesn't try to be some guy that's really loud and boisterous, or he just is who he is. He's very comfortable in his skin. But you can see he's got some leadership, vocal leadership intangibles that you do see on the sidelines in between series, during practice. I think certainly in winter workouts, you see it show up a little bit. But very mature beyond his age. Came into Utah State very young, you know, a mid-year graduate in January of 2016. But, his teammates loved him. I think he's got reputation, you know, as a worker and as a grinder and as a great teammate to those guys.
Coach, we've got a little over a minute left talking to Texas Tech head coach Matt Wells. You've got another Jordan that's coming out in Jordan Brooks. What will teams get when they're looking at Jordan Brooks, the linebacker, potentially as early as the second round?
Yeah, I can't wait to see who takes Jordan and see his career in the NFL. I think Jordan Brooks has a tremendous upside because I think he has more in him. He really bought into Keith Patterson, our D coordinator, and the way he tried to coach him this year. Jordan, I think, matured greatly in terms of how to be a pro and come into the office and the meeting room. And I still think Jordan has more in him, but he can flat run. He can tackle an open space. I think he's going to get a little bit bigger and a little bit heavier, but tremendous work ethic. Another really good teammate, kind of the same kind of demeanor, really quiet, but not shy. A lot of tremendous leadership by him on the sidelines in between series. And I'm excited to see Jordan Brooks and where he goes.
Coach, we appreciate the time and the insight as always. Good luck in year 2 in Lubbock with the Red Raiders next season.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on.